Joshua chapter 15. The lot for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their families, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farther south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Dead Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, up to Adar, makes a turn to Karka, passes along to Azmon, goes out by the Wadi of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Dead Sea, to the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary goes up to Beth Hogla, and passes along north of Beth Araba, and the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of En-Shemesh, and ends at En-Rogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, at the southern slope of the Jebusites, that is Jerusalem, and the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom, on the west, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary bends around to Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary circles west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passes along to the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Jeshalon, and goes down to Beth-Shemesh, and passes along by Timnah. The boundary goes out to the slope of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikaron, and passes along to Mount Baalah, and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end at the sea. And the west boundary was the Mediterranean with its coast. This is the boundary surrounding the people of Judah, according to their families. According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion among the people of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. From there he went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, "Whoever attacks Kiriath Sepher and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksa as wife." Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him his daughter Aksa as wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she dismounted from her donkey, Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Give me a present. Since you have set me in the land of the Negev, give me springs of water as well." So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their families. The towns belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kavzil, Eder, Jagur, Kaina, Demona, Ada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadata, Kirioth Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth-Pelet, Hazar-Shual, Beer-Sheba, Bizioth-Aya, Baala, Im, Ezem, El-Tolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon, in all 29 towns with their villages. And in the lowland, Eshtaol, Zorah, Ashna, Zanoa, En-Ganim, Tapua, Inam, Jamuth, Adulam, Soko, Azekah, Sha'araim, Adithaim, Gerera, Gererothaim, 14 towns with their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dailan, Mespa, Jokthiel, Lachish, Boskath, Eglon, Kabon, Laman, Chitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 towns with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iphta, Ashna, Nizib, Kaila, Akzib, and Maresha, 9 towns with their villages. Ekron, with its dependencies and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the Wadi of Egypt and the great sea with its coast. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryasana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gailo, 11 towns with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zayor, 9 towns with their villages. Meon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their villages. Halhul, Bethzur, Gidor, Maarath, Beth Anoth, and Eltekon, 6 towns with their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their villages. But the people of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. Joshua chapter 16. The allotment of the Josephites went from the Jordan by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel. Then going from Bethel to Luz, it passes along to Ataroth, the territory of the Arkites. Then it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the territory of lower Beth-horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The Josephites, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. The territory of the Ephraimites, by their families, was as follows. The boundary of their inheritance on the east was Ataroth-Adar, as far as upper Beth-horon, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the north is Michmethath. Then on the east the boundary makes a turn toward Taanath-Shiloh, and passes along beyond it on the east to Janoah. Then it goes down from Janoah to Ataroth and to Naarah, and touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapua the boundary goes westward to the Wadi Kanath, and ends at the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites by their families, together with the towns that were set apart for the Ephraimites, within the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. They did not, however, drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites have lived within Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor. Joshua chapter 17. Then allotment was made to the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a warrior. And allotments were made to the rest of the tribe of Manasseh by their families, Abiezer, Helek, Azriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemaida. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their families. Now Zelophehad, son of Hefer, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came before the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun and the leaders, and said, The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance along with our male kin. So according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the kinsmen of their father. Thus there fell to Manasseh 10 portions, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons. The land of Gilead was allotted to the rest of the Manassites. The territory of Manasseh reached from Asher to Michmethath, which is east of Shechem. Then the boundary goes along southward to the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but the town of Tapua on the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the Ephraimites. Then the boundary went down to the Wadi Kana. The towns here, to the south of the Wadi, among the towns of Manasseh, belong to Ephraim. Then the boundary of Manasseh goes along the north side of the Wadi and ends at the sea. The land to the south is Ephraim's, and that to the north is Manasseh's, with the sea forming its boundary. On the north, Asher is reached, and on the east, Issachar. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh had Beth-Jean and its villages, Ibleam and its villages, the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, the inhabitants of Endor and its villages, the inhabitants of Taanak and its villages, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, the third is Naphath. Yet the Manassites could not take possession of those towns, But the Canaanites continued to live in that land. But when the Israelites grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. The tribe of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since we are a numerous people whom all along the Lord has blessed? And Joshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest, and clear ground there for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you. The tribe of Joseph said, The hill country is not enough for us. Yet all the Canaanites who live in the plain have chariots of iron, both those in Beth-shean and its villages, and those in the valley of Jezreel. Then Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, You are indeed a numerous people, and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours, for though it is a forest, you shall clear it and possess it to its farthest borders. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong.